Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad, calling from our show, sponsored by the Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School Radio Network. This is Reparations Radio. We're going to emphasize more collective purchasing conference group and reparations committee. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what we got here. Praise be to Allah. Studio Akbar. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. Okay. We'll open up in prayer. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful Redeemer, all praises be to God, all praises due to God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee we worship, thy name we seek. Show us the straight way, where those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters. I'm just so excited, and I'm just so inspired by this vision that Allah blessed us with. I'm so inspired. I feel real good, real energetic, and real, you know, just ready to do Allah's work, you know, and things are opening up. I see more, we see more. I just opened up a final call, alhamdulillah, and the final call got, behold, I will send you Elijah. And so it got a picture, the final call got a picture of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with his arms outstretched. And I was skimming through the newspaper, and the minister has these books, and he calls it, this is on page, and the minister Farrakhan got on page, 35, and on page 35, final call on online store. Mr. Farrakhan got a store, and he got a book called Jews Selling Blacks. He got the secret relationship between blacks and Jews, and he got three versions of that. Cost $30 each. Jews selling. Hold up for 1 second, please. Hold on. Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Yeah, this is Amin, brother Amin. And so the minute, the reason I'm bringing this up is he calls it Uncovering the Synagogue of Satan. Now we know who Minister Farrakhan is, and we know that the imam really, really didn't go at him. And in fact, I think the imam kind of appreciated him, the minister, by protecting the image and the character of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I think the imam kind of like appreciated that, you know. And, you know, and we do know who Mr. Farrakhan is. But in this climate that we're living in now, with so much happening with reparations, you know, and this is another point I want to make. Out here in California, there are several African-American powerful politicians who have been charged with crime, with not anything heavy, but, you know, like Mark Ridley Thomas, $100,000. He gave some money to the University of Southern California and they said that he was trying to get some type of kickback for his son, some type of goodies for his son, and so they found him guilty, Mark Rudy Thomas. And then it's another powerful African-American politician called Curran Price. And, you know, and they're messing with him. And in fact, a few more than that of these African-American politicians have been, like, charged with different little petty crimes and held up. You know why? I think reparations. The enemy knows that billions of dollars, billions and billions of dollars, even trillions of dollars are at stake because the reparations movement is growing. It has, like Brother Shaheed was saying the other day, it has momentum. You know, it's growing. More and more very powerful, rich people, you know what I mean, are talking about reparations. In the last presidential election for 2022, when Biden, it was like, I think, six candidates who talked about reparations in their campaign speech, you see. And then we do know the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, commissioned a study to study reparations and develop, proposals for, reparations. So it's growing. And what they're asking President Biden to do is by executive order, make it a federal mandate to study reparations on a federal level. We know they have a California Task Force report on reparations, and it was very favorable to people who are following reparations, who have reparation organizations, and to the people here in California. But that's just California. But they're pressuring Biden to sign an executive order on a federal level to do a federal study of reparations, you know what I mean? So it's moving right along. And my whole point about Minister Farrakhan, like this book here, Jews Selling Blacks, see, there's a whole lot of things happened that have been swept under the rug, or people have been intimidated. Remember when Arsenio Hall had Minister Farrakhan on his TV night show, his talk show, and next thing we know, Arsenio Hall was blackballed from television. You don't see Arsenio Hall because he brought Farrakhan on his show. Now, what is it that Farrakhan came with? Farrakhan came with that book, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. So the Jews was trying to send a message to any, and they sent that message loud and clear. If you bring people on who are talking about Jews, or who we could call anti-Semitic, you're going to pay. You're going to be punished. And they have successfully blackballed Arsenio Hall off of his talk show. Remember, Arsenio Hall was pretty powerful himself. Remember how he was hooked up with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was making all them comedy movies, making millions and millions and millions of dollars, and him and Arsenio was hooked up. But those Jews showed the world just how powerful they are. No matter if you do have a friend like Eddie Murphy, and he's a talented comedian, you know, if you talk about Jews, if you talk about or be accused of anti-Semitism, we'll have the power to blackball. And they have shown. Have you seen Arsenio Hall host a show? How many years has it been? 25 years? 30 years? Arsenio Hall, you know, luckily, you know, he's been eating. Somehow he has something going to where, you know, he ain't just on the streets, you know. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what's going on here. If you could hear me, press one on your phone. Okay, if you could hear me. If you can hear me, press 1 on your phone. Yeah. If all y'all can hear me, just press 1. I see one hand, but I want to make sure you hear me. Okay. Good. Praise be to Allah. But I'm reading here in the final call, Minister Farrakhan called black selling Jews. See, in this environment, you see, we do know Jews own banks and they own insurance company. They own textile facilities. Little were textiles where the cotton was coming from the south, going up north to the manufacturers in Massachusetts and Philadelphia and New York. And they had these huge factories taking that cotton out of Mississippi, Alabama, and making shirts and making pants and making suits and making overcoats and making shawls and all everything that they make. You know what I mean? So we do know, and Robert Frederick Smith, you know, he laid it out there. He said, look, you know, it's all kind of companies now who profited from slavery. The university, like Harvard and Dartmouth and all those universities, they had slaves and everything. So all this is coming out. America was built on slavery. We built this country. African Americans built this country. And it's coming out. And that's why they're attacking Mark Ridley Thomas. They gave Mark Ridley Thomas 3 years or 6 years. You know, it's because these politicians, these African-American politicians are the ones that are voting, that leads the people into voting for Gavin Newsom and voting to have reparations studies and all that. They're these powerful people, just like John Conyers was in the Senate. And each year from 1989, he introduced a reparations proposal every year. And it didn't go anywhere. Every year, in 1989, 1990, 91, 92, 93, 94, every year when Congress opened, he would put a proposal to study reparations. But he didn't do it until Barbara Lee came along, and she did it. And she was able to step in his shoes. And now he passed because they tried to accuse him of messing with some women. He's a nice-looking brother, you know what I mean? Women probably better with him, but they always charge you know, a brother with a sexual harassment or something. That they got that thing, sexual harassment, where you, if you don't give, you know, her. But anyway, you know, we won't go into that. But these politicians are monitor your African American wherever you are. If you're listening, if you're in New York, if you are in Georgia, or wherever you are, monitor your politicians and see if your African-American politicians are being picked on and accused of, you know why? Reparations. Because it's coming. And these Caucasians, these Jews, everything, they know it's coming. And they're trying to slow it down. How are they slowing it down? They're trying to mess with these politicians like Conyers and other people, and Gavin Newsom, anybody who's on the side of it, because they know they got to pay. They're going to pay. We built this country, and we want to get paid. They owe us a debt. We want to get paid, you see? So Robert Frederick Smith, Equity Partners, Vista Equity Partners, he said, look, you companies, y'all got to come clean. Y'all got to step up. Y'all got to step to it now. Because, you know, some of these companies y'all affiliated with had your hands in Jim Crow. Either you was in Jim Crow or you was in slavery. Some of these companies go back 100, 200 years. And so Robert Frederick Smith, the richest African-American in the world with Vista Equity Property, he said, y'all got to come clean. And then what he's been doing is reaching out to corporations all over the world. He has built an organization where they are in contact with these corporations all over the world saying, give us 2% of your net income for 10 years. Give us 2%. And we're going to invest that 2% over 10 years in the African-American community. This is why I'm saying we need more than one bank. We need more than one credit union. We can't be messing around having a meeting every
every week they have a Zoom meeting. Edward Willis and all of them at Graceline, I was told by Martha Naira that they do a Zoom meeting on Sundays at 10 o'clock. So that's 1 o'clock Eastern time, I think. At 10 o'clock, you say 10 o'clock. So, no, that may be 7 o'clock Western time, you know. And at 10 o'clock, they have a Zoom meeting talking about what they're involved in and trying to get a credit union going. So I'm going to try to Zoom in on that meeting. And all y'all, whoever y'all are, try to Zoom, find out how you could Zoom in on the meeting, because this is what we want to do. We want to learn how to create a bank ourselves or a credit union ourselves. It's not rocket science. It's a procedure. It's things you have to do. And so we want to learn from Edward Willis at this Zoom meeting tomorrow morning what he has to say and what's been holding him up. See? And, okay, so all praise be to Allah. So it's a lot happening. I'm very, very, very excited about what's happening. I'm very happy, you know, about what's going on. And I pray Allah gives me my health and my strength to keep on wanting to worship Him by doing good works and good deeds, you know. So if anybody wants to say anything, want to weigh in, you press 1 on your phone and I'll see you and I'll bring you in too. Okay, we see a couple of 662 and 2440. Okay, well, I'm going to bring in brother 310-632. Assalamu alaikum. State your name and tell us where you call it from. Take your phone off mute. 310-632. Take your phone off mute. Assalamu alaikum, brother Shaheed.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, let's take in. Okay, all right, Shaheed. Okay, what's going on, brother? You know, let me just start off because I know Shaheed. You know. Let me say this. This is what I always ask Shaheed. Shaheed has spent nearly 30 years in retail. Right now, his employment, he works retail for a very, very rich Arabs, Egyptians, and they own millions of dollars worth of gasoline stations and stores. And Shaheed has been right there working with them for, I think, how long has it been, Rashid? Shaheed, 25 or 30 years you've been doing it.
Yeah, retail, something like 20, 25 years.
About 20, 25 years. And I'm always telling Shaheed, I say, Shaheed, you know where all the skeletons are buried. You know where all the bones is buried. You know all that stuff. You know what I mean? And this is what we're trying to do in our community. We're trying to open up enterprises and stores and stuff. And I think I'm always saying a 99-cent store would be great, and Shaheed knows. He knows all about running that retail, but also what them Arabs do is they create a big, store where, like, if they import all these goods and all these things, just all that, they have a big warehouse where they store all these things that they import and get ready to sell, and then all their stores feed off that one big supply. You see, because they got it down to science. See, they got this. Okay. I hear somebody. So mute your phone. Mute your phone because we hear a lot of background noise.
I'm sorry, man, because I'm here at work. I'm at work. That's why you hear the noise in the background, because I'm at work right now. I'm on mute right now. I'm on mute, okay?
Okay, well, I'm running it. I'm running the thing to our people, yeah. So Shaheed was saying what they do is they got these big, huge depots where they got all this stuff. And all of, say they have say 10 retail stores out in the community, different towns, in Compton and Watson and Inglewood and la, 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 la. Well, all them stores go and feed and supply themselves off that one depot they got of all them goods. So Shahid been there, and, you know, and he see him do it. He been seeing him do this for years. You know, for some reason, Shahid, you know, he got children and stuff, so he never could really develop his own. But I'll be telling him, I say, Shahid, man, you could be a consultant. There's people with money who, and you could talk to them about opening up a 99-cent store. Because 99-cent stores is all over the place. And people like shopping in 99-cent stores. You know, alhamdulillah. So I'm gonna bring in somebody else now. I've been talking. Let's see. Okay, we got 914 here. Oh, we got 914. Yes, sir. Yes, assalamu alaikum, brother. Assalamu alaikum. 914.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Muhammad Sharif. Oh, now we're in New
York. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Hey, Muhammad.
Yeah, I know your program. I just wanted to say, almost all the program, you know, what you do, you got a guest. You open the line up and let the guest speak. That's all people who run the program. You don't let the host do all the talking. You're doing all the talking. You know, you let the guest speak. You want to know something about Shahid? Let him talk.
Well, I ran down about Shahid. Shahid is working. He's working right now, and so why I want. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Muhammad?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. I was speaking for Muhammad. I was speaking for Shahid. Yeah. I see. I'm the one.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I've been knowing Shahid 30 years. You know, and. Well, Rick Maslam, Shahid, I'm just saying, you have a real estate license, or we're working on a real estate license, but I be saying, Shahid, tell the people about the 99-cent business, but Shahid really is not really interested in that. But I was just running down what I know about the 99-cent store business, and other people in the world know about the 99-cent store business. You know what I mean? And I was just running how you have shared with me how these very rich Arab, millionaire Arabs have these stores, these retail stores, but they have a big depot of all this stuff, and all them stores feed off that one depot. You see, that's kind of, you know, and they be selling all kind of stuff, gasoline. They sell gasoline and all kind of stuff. All right.
Assalamu alaikum.
I'm back.
You know, because I'm in and out, I'm working. I got a lot of people coming in and out the, you know, store. So it's kind of hard for me to stay, you know, consistent with this. But I'm in and out. But I'll tune back into you, okay? You all keep the program going. I'll be in and out. I'll try to, you know, put some input in. But you all keep the program going.
Oh.
I'm going to put on mute right now.
Oh, okay. Sure thing, bro. All right, then. All right. Okay. Did anybody else want to weigh in?
How do you spell Shahid, and what's his full name? Shahid, H-I-D-H-E-E-D. How you spell his name? What's his?
No. S-H-A-H-E-E-D. S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And then Muhammad. M-U-H, Muhammad.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Okay. Anybody else want to weigh in and say something? Yeah, because I was, you know, in other words, the reason that I'm telling people about reparations is because I study it and I'm interested in it, and a lot of people tuning in may not know what I know. You know, so that's the thing. We're on every day, and our thing is information, sharing the information with the people, you know? And my question is, I hate to be like a hater, but my question is, if you're trying to open up a credit union, you know what I mean, why all the gaps in time? Why are you only having meetings once a month and all that kind of old stuff? If you're going to do it every day like we do. We broadcast every day. The message of concern has been broadcasting every day for 4 years. You know what I mean? And if you're going to do it, do it. Don't play with it. That's my thing. You know. Yeah. Then go ahead. Anybody else want to weigh in?
I should make the Quran. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. 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 Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I keep hearing you talking about the Jews, and then when anybody talk about the Jews, you know, and all this and all that would happen, things happen to people. But I said to myself, I said, how is the world they gonna put fear into somebody if they talk about them? If they got it written and if you tell them the truth, then there's nothing they could say and do because they have things written about their own self. All that what you said, but they were saying they got it written, is evidence. They got it written themselves.
How did they find?
And that's because this all is how they find what?
How did they fire him?
Fired who?
The senior hall.
I don't know what he said, but was it written?
No, I mean, how did they find him? They ain't got no power. They ain't got no power.
Well, I'm just trying because they employed him. That's why.
But that's why.
I know, but still involved. But just, so I'm just saying, so it's no such thing that you can't talk up. No, because he said if you call, and ain't no Jews employing me. So that means that they employ you. No, you don't talk about your, if you working for a business.
Yeah, but just the other day you said Jew control 99% of the wealth in America.
Yeah, they do control 99% of the wealth in America, but that don't mean...
That's not your voice.
Shuja, I fear no one but Allah.
Oh, okay.
My life and death is all for Allah.
Everybody ain't like you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, but see, what you do, all you have to do is tell the truth. And then you don't, and then if you working for somebody, no, you don't talk about that. That's a rule. You don't talk about your employee or something like that. You and still be working for them. Just like Imam Ward D. Muhammad stated. I'm still on? Okay. Just like Imam Ward D. Muhammad stated, we don't go against America with no other country. What we do, we change it. We come together and we change it. Because it makes sense. How are you going to live in a country and go against the country with another country? Everybody that I've seen that did that, they got executed. They got executed. You don't do things like that. You don't do that. But alhamdulillah, that's what I was saying. So that fear, you know, it's about fearing another man. I fear no one but Allah. How you going to fear another man? He got it all written by himself, but what he got written down.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. And the only way Satan get his power is the power that we give him, and that's the mercy from Allah. But you know what to do. All you do is tell the truth and write down what is written. Because I see stuff in the Bible, in the Holy Quran, especially in the Bible, because the Jews be writing the Bible. And then somebody said, oh, you couldn't say that. I said, but they got it written down their own self. They got it written down there. So then let them, you go and tell them that I shouldn't print it. Because they got it written. Alhamdulillah. That's all I got to say.
I can't believe that.
Can't believe
you
what?
You said a whole lot, sister. You said a whole lot. Just think of somebody talking against their employer. The person, pay your salary, pay your mortgage, got some money where you can, you pay your mortgage, your house note, you're taking care of yourself, taking care of your family, and you're going to talk against your employer. That's just stupidity. That ignorant. Nobody on earth does that. You work for any job, any company, you don't talk against the company you work for. That's a sign of a fool.
Yeah, but you got the slave master. You got people. You got the slave master. is controlling everything.
Say it.
Listen to what you're saying.
Do you talk against your employer? You have never had an employer. You talk against your employer, you're going to get fired, man.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is broader than an individual. It's broader than an individual, you know. We know who controls this world.
Allah.
You know, and we know what type of world that we're in, and we in a world that is deceptive, homosexuality, drugs, you know. I mean, on and on and on and on. You know, and if you don't speak the truth. If you don't speak the truth, then it's a possibility that this type of world gonna stay into existence. And all that other stuff, you know.
Have you ever had an employer?
Yeah, I work for a Jew there in Chicago.
And did you talk against the Jew in the company that you work for?
I found out.
Just answer that question, too, John. Did you talk against the person that you were working for?
I'm going to tell you, I can't say one word and use that against me. I found out that they was keeping money that belongs to us. And the way I find it out is by somebody else telling me. And they didn't push me up to go up there and talk. So I found out that what the brother was telling was the truth. And the Jew appreciated it. And he didn't know nothing about it. He said, he's talking to his people that was in charge. I want you to give all these people their money back. That's what he said, you know. So if you don't know the truth, if you don't speak the truth, then Shaitan is that's what he hiding behind. That's what he behind. He hiding behind. It's called what responsibility you want to take in this society, in this world, you know. And you got some people that will stand up and talk. And speak out. But you
okay.
got some people that will go along.
When Shaheen comes back on, ask him, do he speak against the people that he's working for? When he comes back on, ask, do he speak against the people he works for?
No, it's not that simple. It's not that simple.
No, it is that simple. Ask him. Ask him when he comes back on, do he speak himself against the people that he works for?
Salaam alaikum. This is me, Shaheed, back. I'm trying to keep up with you all, you know. I'm listening in, but I'm at work. I apologize that I'm not able to really, speak on stuff, you know. But all of you are making good points. This is good. My main focus is that we need to focus on our economics as a community. You know, we have to focus on our community. Like everyone else. Everyone else is trying to keep their communities going and thriving and prospering, and you know, we just have to stay focused on our community, you know, developing our businesses, supporting our businesses in the community, and trying to implement the economic program that Imam Worthy Muhammad had been striving, you know, for years when he was, he was here with us for all those years. And we should try to keep focus on that. pulling our money together, our resources, and establishing our businesses, making sure that, you know, our investments, our money is being put in good places. So everything else is good. I mean, everything else is important, but I think that's the focus. That should be our main focus. Because, we don't look after ourselves, nobody really is, you know? I'm just saying. So, yes, I have some experience in the retail business, and I can share all of my, you know, my knowledge that I know. I think what we can do is start focusing on how we can develop, stores, smart stores.
Yes, sir.
And I'm familiar with merchandising and so forth. So that's no problem, you know, it's not really, you know, nothing very difficult, you know. We just, we can do online, we can do brick and mortar stores, all of that. So,
excuse me for a second.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, you want to talk? Okay, hold on. Excuse me for a second. I'm sorry. Excuse me for a minute.
That's okay. Alhamdulillah. And I understand what Brother Saeed is saying. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing that we are saying.
You know, I mean, reparations is important. All of it is important. I remember Imam Muhammad. He didn't get to put on the reparations. I remember him saying that he didn't really want too much help from the government. I mean, if we
you can't hear you, Brother Shahid.
You can't hear me?
Sound like you're mumbling, Brother Shahid.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, you better
not
know.
Good, it seems like you don't have a mic. You don't have a phone with you.
Okay, hold on. Salaamu alaikum, can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hear you now.
Yeah, so, like I was saying about Iman Worthy Muhammad, I heard him saying things like, he really didn't feel too tough in asking the government for anything. Because, he studied our economics and he found how much money we spent as a group, how much money we spent a year just on tobacco products and alcohol and that kind of stuff. We have enough money, man, to buy countries.
Brother Shahid, our problem is coming together. And establishing something collectively. That's our problem. The Imam had a hard time. Just if he had one program called Collective Bind.
What number?
And you want Collective Bind. The Collective Bind is that we give one or two people that go out and buy wholesale food and things products that we need every day. And they go and pay for it wholesale. And the way they pay for it is that we put up $25 or something like that. You know, about 20 of us or 10 of us. And they go pay for it wholesale. So you can imagine how much, you know, product we're going to get and how much we're going to save. You know, but that didn't last. You know. So what I'm saying is that is you're right. We need to concentrate on establishing ourselves. But it's just we just need help. We need help in bringing people together, like our young people, you know, bringing them together and helping them establish businesses. You know, where we, you know, where they have things that we need, food, clothing, shelter, whatever we need every day. You know, we got some of them is doing it, you know. But the more young people, which is the future, that we can get doing it and we support them and talk to them about the science of money, that we are striving to keep the money in a circle, keep it in the community, keep it among ourselves. That's our problem. We make money, but we won't spend it with each other.
You know what,
and
brother? You're right.
That,
we
have power. We have power.
You know,
and can't help you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. I just wanted to come in on that because that's so important that our money recycle itself at least one time in our community.
Yes, sir.
At least once in our community. I remember President Reagan, Ronald Reagan. He met with a group of black organization,
mm-hmm.
and they were asking him about, you know, our economy and our economics, and President Ronald Reagan told them, he said, your dollar has to circulate in your community at least once.
Alive.
At least once. And we have to that's a challenge for us. You know, we have money. We have money. You know, it's not like we don't have money. It's just that we're not using our purchasing power. We're not putting it in the right places. And this is what we got to focus on. You know, I did the math myself. I looked up the latest statistics on African American economy, and we are worth 1.6. Well, I mean, we purchase. We have a purchasing power.
$1.6 trillion.
$1.6 trillion. We have that. That's the purchasing power we have in African America.
Yeah.
But you know, we have to channel some of that money. If we just channel 10% of that,
like
as a group, as collectively, we're wealthy. I mean, that's just how it is. You know, we just have to study our economy and get our people to study our money, study our purchasing power. See how we can utilize that, our purchasing power, put it into buying companies, like you are talking about, you know, having banks and so forth.
Yeah,
even though
yeah,
I remember him out there working Muhammad, you know, he never did put too much emphasis on banking. But, we can't rule it out. I was just doing some research recently about Islamic banking and the benefits, the difference between Islamic banking and Western banking.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to study more about how this banking system is. It's a lot of knowledge involved. You know, we need to educate ourselves more and more about it. One point I remember hearing that Islamic banking, you know, when you put your money into an Islamic bank, you actually grow with the bank. You know, it's like your money, like when the bank take our money and they use it to invest in different projects, a lot of us don't benefit from it. But Islamic banking is a certain way that it's set up, structure that where your money grows with the investment that the bank or whatever investment they're putting out there. That's just something I want to
study.
So we have a lot of work to do, yeah, but we have purchasing power. Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, our personal view, you know, we wealthy when it comes to purchasing.
that even that money that can turn around one time, man, we'd be our situation improving a lot. But anyway, I'll let it go on that because I'm still working. Y'all can check that out.
I'll be lucky. We look at it the same thing. It's just a matter of us coming together and doing it. It's a matter of we getting, we getting out, brothers and sisters, to do it. That's the problem.
That's what I'm labeled. What you doing?
What is that?
That we're trying not disrespect one another, but we have a person on the line that's in this business to be talking to us. We shouldn't be doing any hardly no talking at all. We should let our guests, that's one that's in this business, be doing all the talking. We shouldn't be talking. That's why me and brought him on, so he can tell us how the things operate, how to do it, how to set up Islamic bank and all of that. We shouldn't be talking. And the next time we invite Shahid on, I think being the wise and tough thing to do is invite him on when he's not at work. So he can give us his full time to talk to him, not when he's at work. So that's what we're going to ask Shaheen. The next time you need to come on, brother.
That
means that you come on when you can talk with him when you're not at work.
I'm not going to respond to that. You can't get me to respond to that.
He ain't gonna bring him in. That makes no sense. I mean, the brother, brought him on, and this brother in the business, doing big business, doing it for 25 years or something. He's the guest. He should be telling us what to do. We should be talking.
It don't work.
Is anybody else on it? Speak up. Somebody else speak up and say something.
No, you can't talk right now.
I mean, are you still on? All programs where you have a guest speak on. You have the guests come on and speak on now on that time, not when they're at work.
Wa alaikum as-salam.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. Okay, first of all, let's keep our respect level very high. Let's respect each other.
Yes.
And let everybody have their say. Something, and because we're certainly not children. We're not children, and
yes, sir.
Shahid, he knows I'm on that we on every night, and
right.
He happens to be working this Saturday night, but he works weekends at the store. So I called him earlier. I said, "Hey, man, I'm getting ready to come on in an hour or so." So because I just wanted him to talk to us. He doesn't know about Shahid. Don't know about banking. He don't know nothing about banking. Shahid knows about retail. He knows about the 99-cent store. And it's a 99-cent. It was a 99-cent store called I forgot. But anyway, they left the community, and that store is still there. It got parking and everything. And so I was thinking about trying to interest people here in L.A. and let's invest in it. And, let's invest in the 99-cent store here, right here in Los Angeles, right here on Crenshaw. And let's do it, see. So, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a whole year since the store been closed about a whole year, the 99-cent store.
Right.
We could do that. We got to do something.
Could you invite Shaheed to come on a day when he's not working? Could you invite him to come on a day he's working? When he's not working, he can talk to us?
I invite him all the time. I tell him about what I'm doing all the time. You know, he ain't no distant friend. He's a very close friend of mine. He's a very close friend of mine. But he busy. He works in a store, and he has his own business, other business, oils and incense and stuff like that. And he got a route of a whole lot of stores that he delivered to, and he's always busy. He said, "Man, I'm tired.
I got to get out of this."
And,
I understand it clearly.
So I just kind of get him when I could get him. You know what I mean? It ain't that, you know, he's kicked back and he got all the time and everything. No, he's always busy, man, you know. And so, because he's just a brother trying to make it. He got a family, and he's trying to make it and trying to make his meat and trying to do all he can, you know.
Why don't you ask him to come on when he has 30 minutes or an hour when he talks or when he is not working? That's how people do when they invite guests on to come on program, to tell people things. They invite the person on when they got the time to speak, not when they're at work.
Muhammad Sharif, it's no big secret. I gave you, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
No big secret. I gave you the nuts and bolts. Okay, I gave everybody the nuts and bolts of the 99-cent business already. You know what I mean? But I was just fascinated by the fact that Shaheed knows where all those big warehouse depots are, where they keep all that stuff. And then all these local little 99-cent stores, they feed on that big mother, you know, the mother store, you know what I mean, that big depot. And I said, so it ain't no really big secret. So the real thing is getting it over, getting it out to people. I don't see why our community ain't talking like this. I mean, you know what I mean? Well, maybe they are, you know, but maybe they ain't broadcasting it all over. Maybe some brothers and sisters in different states are getting together and pooling their money and doing stuff. Maybe that's it, you know, but at least we should talk about it. We should talk about Imam Muhammad's philosophy of collective buying, collective purchasing. You know what I mean? This is how you get together and get a start going. You know what I mean? We should talk more about that. AM360, all of go ahead.
I'm not bragging, but I was right there with the email. I was there before the email got there in Chicago. I was right there with him. And what we are experiencing is why we can't never come together. We got infiltrators among us.
Right. That's correct. That's the truth.
You see, and they are making sure that we don't never get it together. And they did that with the imam. They did that with the imam. Imam had to sit down with a whole lot of people. You know, and so if what we are experiencing is a little of what Imam Wahid Muhammad was experiencing every day. But we got to work beyond that, you know, and trying to get something and try to get something started, you know. That's what I've been experiencing, you know, infiltrating, you know. And you can tell a person that wants to get together and do something, you know, and a person that don't want to get together and do nothing, you know. You can easily tell that. So we just gonna have to deal with it. Praise be to Allah. every chance I get, I try to talk to some young folks and a young brother or sister, you know, and let them know what we're doing, and asking them, what business are you in? You know, and they and when I ask them what we're looking for and what we're trying to do, we're trying to produce billionaires out of our young people, because they are our futures, and let them know that we will support them, that we want to support them, and things like that. I'm telling you, I get all ears, and they're interested, and I see Brother Shaheed know what's going on in reference to us spending our money. Turning our money around in the community, you know, he ran some of the same thing that I've been talking about. How much money?
Why we are not letting Shaheed talk to us? Why are we not letting him talk to us? Why are we talking about something that
you? Because
Shaheed,
we got to have social skills. We got to have social skills.
That's right.
That we are able to communicate with a person that knows.
Well, why? That's why I'm asking the question. Why don't we invite Shaheed on when he has the time, when he's not at working, when a man gets his full time, when he's not at working, and he could talk to us like any person who writes a guest on. They invite the guest on when they got 30 minutes an hour to talk to us. We're not being cut off and we're talking about something that we don't know. He does this every day. It's his business. Let him come and talk to us. And we shouldn't be doing all this talking about what we're guessing at. It means invite Shaheed on when he can talk to us.
Okay, all right. Okay, settle down, brother. Settle down, please. Ali, hold on 1 second. Hold on. I got it. Okay, Shaheed, you there?
I'm still here.
He's at the store. Okay, Shaheed. Okay, got a question. Why can't one person, Muhammad Sharif, said, why can't you come on when you got time so you could talk to the group?
Yeah, sure. I try to make some time. You know, I work like 7 days a week now. I tell you. I have very little time, you know. But I try to make more time, so I see how important it is for us to be working together, you know. We have a lot of talent in our community, and we just have to pull our resources together. We have just talented leaders, you know. And
yes,
I'll tell you what, before I leave out, I'll tell you one idea that came to me, inshallah. Why don't we start purchasing like halal, I had an idea that we could start off purchasing. We have to find some growers though. Let's try to raise about 200,000 turkeys, halal turkeys.
Mm.
Let's start off with some halal products. 200,000. Let's put a number out there. 200,000 turkeys. Halal. Got to be halal though. And see how we can, you know, start doing building on that. I'm sorry. I gotta take care of something real quick. I'm still here,
praise,
but I gotta mute. Okay.
Right.
That's a good idea. But I mean.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. All right. Okay. Look. Let's toot out now. Inshallah. Let's toot out. Can you lead us out in prayer? And we'll be back on tomorrow.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawm al-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Idhina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim,
Gregory Madubi, I lay him well at darling. I mean.
I mean.